The librarian looked at Ludmilla. His nostrils flared again, his brow wrinkled. All right, I may have put that rather clumsily. Do let go, there's a good fellow. The librarian released his grip very cautiously and sank to the floor, keeping Windle between himself and Lupine. Windle brushed mortar fragments off the remains of his robe.
We need to find out, he said, about the lives of cities. Specifically, I need to know...
There was a faint jangling noise. A wire basket rolled nonchalantly around the massive stack of the nearest bookcase. It was full of books. It stopped as soon as it realized that it had been seen, and contrived to look as though it had never moved at all.
The mobile stage, breathed Windle Poons.
The wire basket tried to inch backwards without appearing to move. Lupine growled.
Is that what One Man Bucket was talking about? Said Ludmilla.
The trolley vanished. The librarian grunted and went after it.
Oh, yes, something that would make itself useful, said Windle,
suddenly almost manically cheerful.
That's how it'd work. First, something that you'd want to keep and put away somewhere. Thousands wouldn't get the right conditions, but that wouldn't matter because there would be thousands. And then the next stage would be something that would be handy and get everywhere, and no one would ever think it had got there by itself. But it's all happening at the wrong time.
But how can a city be alive? It's only made up of dead parts, said Ludmilla.
So are people. Take it from me.
I know.
But you are right, I think. This shouldn't be happening. It's all this extra life force. It's tipping the balance. It's turning something that isn't really real into a reality. And it's happening too early. And it's happening too fast.
There was a squeal from the librarian. The trolley erupted from another row of shelves, wheels a blur, heading for the hole in the wall, with the orangutan hanging on grimly with one hand and flapping behind it like a very fat flag. The wolf leapt.
Lupine! Shouted Windle.
But from the days when the first caveman rolled a slice of log down a hill, canines have also had a deep racial urge to chase anything on wheels. Lupine was already snapping at the trolley. His jaws met on a wheel. There was a howl, a scream from the librarian, and ape, wolf, and wire basket ended up in a heap against the wall.
Oh, the poor thing! Look at him!
Ludmilla rushed across the floor and knelt down by the stricken wolf.
It went right over his paws, look!
And he's probably lost a couple of teeth, said Windle.
He helped the librarian up. There was a red glow in the ape's eyes. It had tried to steal his books. This was probably the best proof any wizard could require that the trolleys were brainless. He reached down and wrenched the wheels off the trolley.
Olay, said Windle.
Ooh?
No, not with milk, said Windle.
Lupine was having his head cradled in Ludmilla's lap. He had lost a tooth, and his fur was a mess. He opened one eye and fixed Windle with a conspiratorial yellow stare while his ears were stroked. There's a lucky dog, thought Windle. Who's going to push his luck and hold up a paw and whine?
Right, said Windle. Now, librarian, you were about to help us, I think.
Poor, brave dog, said Ludmilla.
Lupine raised a paw, pathetically, and whined. Burdened by the screaming form of the bursar, the other wire basket couldn't get up to the speed of its departed comrade. One wheel also trailed uselessly. It canted recklessly from side to side and nearly fell over as it shot through the gates, moving sideways.
I can see it clear! I can see it clear! Screamed the Dean.
Don't! You might hit the bursar! Bellowed Ridcully. You might damage university property!
But the Dean couldn't hear for the roar of unaccustomed testosterone. A searing green fireball struck the skewing trolley. The air was filled with flying wheels. Ridcully took a deep breath.
You stupid! He screamed.
The word he uttered was unfamiliar to those wizards who had not had his robust country upbringing and knew nothing of the finer points of animal husbandry, but it plopped into existence a few inches from his face. It was fat, round, black and glossy, with horrible eyebrows. It blew him an insectile raspberry and flew up to join the little swarm of curses.
What the hell was that?
A smaller thing flashed into existence by his ear. Ridcully snatched at his hat.
Damn!
The swarm increased by one.
Something just bit me.
A squadron of newly hatched blood.